This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Hello and welcome. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger for naturalnews.com with a special interview and a message about health freedom in America. It comes down to the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, but there's something that should have been in the Bill of Rights that some individuals in America are now trying to get into the Bill of Rights that would protect your health freedom. And it impacts issues like raw milk, growing your own garden in your own on your own land, and even growing industrial hemp for American farmers who are, of course, being hammered by the economy and need some solutions. All right, we're joined today in the studio here, the Natural News Studio, by Stephen Miller. He's the creator of the website Rush2013.com, and he's here to talk to us today about the Benjamin Rush individual and the proposed amendment to the U.S. Constitution and its Bill of Rights. Stephen, thanks for joining me today. It's good to have you on.
Thank you, Mike. Good to be here.
Now, a lot of people haven't heard about the Rush Amendment, so can you start by telling us briefly, what is the Rush Amendment proposal, and what would it impact?
Well, the Dr. Rush Amendment, Dr. Benjamin Rush, would be a state constitutional amendment to guarantee freedom of choice in health care and practice in the individual states of the United States. Again, this is a state amendment because we feel that it'd be a lot easier to get a state educated and to put this amendment in their constitution, and then we could go to the federal level.
So you're saying each of the 50 states could potentially individually
Yes.
ratify this, and that would be more powerful than the federal government doing it even?
If five states would pass this, we get it organized in five states, the federal government will pay attention, and the people of the United States and the world will be aware of what we consider an American right, our natural right to have freedom of choice in health care, medical care, and practice. It will change the whole medical paradigm of medicine and health care in the United States.
Well, that must be why it scares the status quo, but before we get into that and what the opposition might be trying to do to stop such amendments from becoming law, can you tell us a little bit about the background of Dr. Benjamin Rush? He was a very significant figure in American history, but most people have never heard of him.
Yes, he was actually, some consider him the third most important man in organizing the American Revolution. He was a signer of the Declaration of Independence, and he was married to one of the daughters of the signers of the Declaration of Independence. He did a number of things in the United States. He was considered the father of American medicine, the father of American psychiatry. He published the first book on psychiatry and chemistry in America.
But before psychiatry became corrupt and crazy with drugging little kids.
Right. Now, Dr. Rush was basically a child prodigy. He was at 15, he graduated from what today is Princeton University. He went to England and studied medicine for 4 years. Some of his medical practices are considered controversial today, just like a lot of medical practices today are still controversial.
Sure.
But he was considered one of the foremost activists in the Patriot movement in America. He was George Washington's Surgeon General for a while, he was involved in several battles treating the wounded. He was at Valley Forge.
And he influenced Thomas Paine's Common Sense
Right.
Writings.
He helped Thomas Paine edit his book, Common Sense, which was one of the best-selling books of all time. In just the first 6 months or so, it sold 300,000 copies in America with a population of 3 million.
That's incredible, yeah.
Right, right.
And that was a key document, of course, for the revolutionary
yes.
Tidal wave.
Well, it made Americans, it moved people towards independence, and it established the principle of the sovereign body politic. Instead of being allegiance to the king, we were basically, back then America was a Christian nation, and it was no king but Jesus was one of the battle cries, so to speak, of the republic, because the people were saying, if the law doesn't coincide with what God's law is, then it's no law at all. I mean, there was a lot of biblical influence on the founding fathers.
Well, and today that is often described as natural law. For example, we have a natural law right to grow tomatoes in our own yard.
That is correct.
Even though local governments sometimes try to criminalize that, like we saw with Julie Bass, the Michigan gardener who was threatened with 90 days in jail for growing tomatoes and cucumbers.
Yes, that would be considered absurd by the founding fathers.
Sure.
The Rush Amendment would act as a barrier to that. It would be it'd be where the state had to step in and protect us from federal usurpation.
So let's get to your website, rush2013.com. Now, do you have language there, template language? Or can states get a hold of template language if they want to introduce this amendment?
Yes, the basic amendment is just one line, and it's on the website, and I'll just read it right now.
Okay.
It says, the people and any lawful inhabitant, resident, or sojourner of the state of Texas, for example, shall have freedom of choice and practice of any health or medical care modality as they deem in their own personal and best interests and judgment. Otherwise, people are going to be responsible for their own decisions. The scope of the amendment's much broader than that. That would be added in, but every state can modify this. The groups that form in a state to pass this can modify it as they see fit.
Right.
You know.
But of course, this idea that individuals would have their own personal freedom and responsibility terrifies the state, especially the federal government. Because they want to be able to mandate vaccines that are killing children, for example. Even in Texas, Governor Rick Perry said it's law, you got to get the HPV vaccine, even though he was lying about it. It wasn't law.
Well, I don't think it terrifies him. The drug industry today, legal or otherwise, it's a money thing. It's an economic issue, and the state feels that under their police powers that they have the right to regulate our health, wealth, and our welfare. It's time for us to take back more responsibility. The Rush Amendment would lower the cost of medicine and improve medical care. I mean, your website, the work you do, you expose endless amounts of corruption and malpractice that goes on, and most of it's for profit. Okay, the Rush Amendment would allow doctors to practice medicine, medical fields of their own choosing. It would allow suppressed medical sciences that have been quashed, like the Royal Rife instrument or the Koch cure for cancer. I mean, there's hundreds of cures out there, and it would hurt the drug companies.
Well, this is another point that people don't necessarily understand how devious this is. For example, here in Texas, the Texas State Medical Board is a kind of tyrannical, oppressive system. They've gone after doctors here in Texas, such as Stanislaw Brzezinski, who had some very innovative and unusual cancer treatments that were working for people. They tried to have him thrown in prison multiple times. They've gone after acupuncturists, they've gone after chiropractors. Under the Rush Amendment, doctors in Texas and any state that adopted the language would be free to recommend nutrition, to recommend holistic therapies without being thrown in jail for it.
Right.
I mean, that's extraordinary.
In early America, you had to be your own doctor. If you're on the frontier, you had to be everything, okay? And so basically today we have the technology to cure, we have the knowledge to cure about every disease out there, okay? But certain people, for whatever reason, want to control our access to healthcare. They want to mandate healthcare. They want to mandate vaccines. We know some of the ulterior motives for vaccinations, which, you know,
infertility,
good.
Population
control and all that.
Yeah.
The whole thing about, you know, it should be education, you know, instead of mandatory vaccinations that cripple more people than they help.
All right. So what action items can people take right now? What do you recommend? Should they contact their state senators?
Well, I recommend they read the information on the website here, Rush 2013, and that if they're active in their local state politics, this is a nonpartisan you know, non-racial, non-sectarian political action. I mean, it's like the rain. The rain falls on the good and the evil. Well, this amendment is going to affect everybody in a positive way, unless you make a bad decision. And you know, you still make bad decisions today, even with all the laws. You know, and doctors make bad decisions. So what the people on the state have to do in every state is form a Rush Amendment action group and work with the Libertarian Party, the Republican, the Democrats, the Tea Party. You know, it doesn't matter. They just have to create an organization and then bring it to pass, whatever the state amendment procedure is for that state, and put it in the state Bill of Rights.
All right, so let me put an invitation out there for those of you watching. If you want to form a Rush Amendment committee or group in your state, let Natural News know, and we will publicize that effort and give out your website so that others can contact you in that state and help get this on the agenda for future years. We obviously, this is an issue that we care about a lot here at Natural News. Obviously, you're very passionate about it. I want to ask you, in the few minutes we have left, there's another book here, Suppressed Medical Science by Jack Phillips. Tell us about this book, why it's important.
Okay, this book is basically the book that brought about the Rush Amendment. Jack Phillips is a 94-year-old retired chemist, scientist, inventor. He's a graduate of MIT and Harvard University. Okay, he's been researching alternative health and suppressed sciences for probably at least 10 years that I'm aware of. Okay. He wrote this book, Suppressed Medical Science, The Key to Lower Cost and Higher Quality Medical Care. And in it, he quoted Dr. Rush. Dr. Rush, during the Constitutional Convention, when they were deciding what should be the Bill of Rights, made this statement, and this is why it's called the Dr. Rush Amendment. He said, the Constitution of this Republic should make special provision for medical freedom. To restrict the art of healing to one class will constitute the Bastille of medical science. All such laws are un-American and despotic. Unless we put medical freedom into the Constitution, the time will come when medicine will organize into an undercover dictatorship and force people who wish doctors and treatments of their own choice to submit only to what the dictating outfit offers. The Constitution of the Republic should make a special provision for medical freedom as well as religious freedom. Since this was, since people already had this right at the time, they never crossed their mind that we would be faced what we're facing with today.
Well right, it's like...
And it was 1791, I think, is when the Bill of Rights were added to the Constitution. They were declaratory and restrictive clauses on the power of the government, the Bill of Rights. And we should actually have this right under the Ninth and Tenth Amendment. You know, and theoretically we do, but Congress is under the influence of something, and they feel like that they now have to regulate everything, you know, to where we can't do anything that would be beneficial to the people.
Well, this is another quick point, and then we got to wrap this up, is that, you know, a lot of people don't recognize that the Bill of Rights came many years after the Constitution was ratified, and it was so many of our founding fathers argued for the need for a Bill of Rights to specifically protect our rights from future government tyranny. The Bill of Rights almost didn't happen.
Well, every state constitution has a Bill of Rights, and back then federal jurisdiction did not extend into the states. It only was in Washington, D.C. and out in the ocean or other place, you know, federal property or territories. You had your state rights that, you know, protected everything.
Yeah.
The bottom line is, you know, in America it's supposed to be the people are the body politic, the sovereign body politic, and we have public servants. Today, we're the slaves, and I'm not sure what they are.
Yeah, it's supposed to be the servants, but they aren't. Well, folks, you heard the interview here with Stephen Miller. Check out the website, rush2013.com, and get involved, if you'd like, with a Rush Amendment effort in your own state. And let's see if we can make this part of the new history of health freedom and medical freedom in America. Stephen, thank you for joining me today here on Natural News. It's been a pleasure having you on.
Thank you, Mike.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on.
To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.